This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. House Appropriations combed through the Department of Corrections budget Tuesday, and testimony confirmed what many criminal justice reform advocates have long said. This state has the nation's highest per capita incarceration rate. Marrero Representative Patrick Connick pitched the big question.
The inmates in 27 years have increased 110%, and the population of Louisiana has increased 9% over the same period. How do you explain that?
Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc sent a line drive right back.
That's driven by the legislature. That's driven by the laws.
Many justice reformers cite mandatory sentencing laws as major contributors to increasing incarceration rates. LeBlanc notes the rates here are not due to increased lawlessness.
Actually, since 07, crime has dropped in Louisiana by 22%.
Baton Rouge Representative Franklin Foyle had a question.
Are your state facilities now at capacity?
Yes, sir. It's more state inmates in local jails than they are in state prisons.
More than 38,000 people are currently serving state sentences, with over 20,000 of them housed in local sheriff's prisons. Those sheriffs get paid by the state per prisoner per day. Those same sheriffs also exercise quite a bit of clout when it comes to legislation that increases jail time for various offenses. Lawmakers looked for other reasons and ways to cut back on prison, probation, and parole costs. Connick asked,
do you find that historically we have kept people incarcerated in order to keep people employed?
Oh, no, sir.
The budget proposal calls for more than $500 million to be spent by corrections next fiscal year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.